RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. On the Monster.
On the Monster.
On the Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is a Thursday.
Hey.
You're
almost
back.
The weekend. I'm back. I'm alive. Thank you for your well wishes.
And kicking.
Alive and kicking and working on my musical.
Yes.
Upa Gangnam Style.
That's the best one.
I cannot.
Kasi may rent si Marky.
May rent to own.
Yung sa akin. So yung kay Hazel, Upa Gangnam Style.
The best. May K-pop element. Oh, diba?
Kasi ano siya, about this Filipina who moves to Seoul.
Mm-hmm.
In the Gangnam area.
Kasi magsa-soul searching siya.
Magsa-soul searching siya. Pero umuupa lang siya.
Oo.
So yeah. That's how it works. That's how it works.
Yep. So, yeah. Now we're all busy with our musical. So,
right.
Yeah.
And you know what? Let's just open the show because I am like in a deep dive in the whole Diddy.
My gosh.
Girl, I'm not ready for this.
It's like, it just keeps getting worse for him.
Oh my, and not just for him. The industry, the hip-hop industry
kind of
is
crazy.
Going crazy right now.
Yeah.
We'll tell you more about it later on. But for the top 10, we do have a fun top 10 for today. Thank you to one of our regulars, Patrick Starlord. Thank you. This is going to be fun because I'm not going to spell it for you, but our top 10 for today is hashtag, that's when I realized.
No.
So you tell us what happened, but you don't have to tell us what you realize.
Oh.
Let everybody realize it on their own.
Okay,
for example. When I saw a beautiful necklace hidden in my husband's drawer, but I never got a necklace ever. That's when I realized.
It's giving Love Actually.
Right?
Was it even a necklace?
Shoes.
No, it wasn't.
Shoes.
No, he was at the jeweler, diba? He went to the jewelry store.
Wait, what was I watching then?
He went to the jewelry. I'm just not sure if it was like a necklace, a bracelet, or like pair of earrings.
Pero meron din shoes.
That's a different movie.
Something na... Remember, like, pagkita niya parang, oh, it's a pair of shoes.
Maybe a Korean, a K-drama.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And another example, when I realized he didn't have any online footprint, no public records, never met his family and friends, and he wants to bring me to his basement, that's when I realized.
Parang... Sana marami ka pang time.
Sana marami pang time
na ma-realize mo. May time pa to run.
To do something about
may
it.
May time pa to fight back. Diba? Kasi ang masaklap yan yung na-realize mo, nag-flash yung life right before your eyes, and then done.
Yeah. Sana ano yung that's when I realized, hindi yung that's when I realized too late.
Okay, hindi yung that's when I realized.
That's when I...
Ganon.
Wag naman sana. Another example. When I was making out with my boyfriend, and he accidentally called me by his best buddy's name. That's when I realized.
There's a reason why they're best buddies.
I know, right? Another example, every time there's an, quote, accident that happens to me, like may scorpion sa kama ko, may banana peel sa hagdan, may thumbtack sa upuan ko, nandun yung, quote, best friend ko.
Oh my God.
That's when I realized.
Parang yan yung genre ng movie na palagi ko pinapanood.
Medyo. Yung parang like, lagi kang nandito pag merong sako nang nangyayari. Why is that?
Could it have anything to do with you?
And one last example. When my mom introduced me and my brother, she said, "Eto yung pinakagwapo kong anak," pointing to my brother. "At eto yung kapatid niya," pointing to me.
Wala mo na title.
That's when I realized.
Ano man to? Parang, alam mo yung sana mo lang, ito yung pinakagwapo, ito yung pinakamatalino, ito yung pinakamabait.
Hindi, tsaka ano, parang dinistance niya yung sarili niya. Like, ito yung pinakagwapo kong anak, ito yung kapatid niya. Like,
hindi niya inangkina, ano.
Hindi niya inangkina anak niya.
Anak
parang,
niya.
Ito yung kapatid niya.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's when I realized.
Yeah. Si mother.
May mga ganon. Okay. So you don't have to spell it out. Let the people come to their own conclusions.
Yeah.
But tell us what the situation is. If you want to join us for today, go ahead and send it to us over x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag that's when I realized that Diddy was in all your posts.
Tea over coffee happening in just a little bit. Also, some early bird greets, so send them over 0961-1367-931. Song, shout outs, whatnot. You can also tweet or post on X at RX931. Chico Hazel and Marky for the morning rush on the Monster.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX93.1. It's time for some hashtag tea over coffee. A little Taylor Travis Kelsey tea. They were seen at a zoo in Sydney.
Oh.
And, well, how do you say it? PETA? PETA?
Yeah. PETA? Yeah. Well, I don't know.
The ones who handle the
People for the Ethical Treatment of
Animals.
Basically, they disapproved the entire trip to the zoo.
Because it's a zoo.
It's a zoo. And Taylor was seen feeding the kangaroos. So they asked Jennifer Coolidge what she felt about it. And she's also an avid supporter of PETA. So she basically... She took the diplomatic approach, I guess, about it. And said, hey, let them have fun. Kind of thing.
Okay.
But PETA has a right. You know how Jennifer Coolidge is. She's always wishy-washy about her thoughts. So, I mean, it's always hard when you bombard other artists about controversies concerning artists that aren't them.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Well, true. Ano lang naman. I mean, like, you kind of like... you kind of like expect it. I mean, lahat naman iko-call out nila. Even, alam mo yung not even like literally because they hurt an animal. Mm-hmm. Something as simple as just going to the zoo or, kasi, di ba, ang ayaw nila, zoos and circuses.
Yeah.
When they get animals and, you know, like, they're supposed to be running free. But, yeah, I mean, you kind of expect it from them.
Yeah. In another news, Bill Skarsgård, who is now about to play the lead role in The Crow remake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
A 1994 cult classic movie.
Wow.
Lots of people are kind of making fun of him.
Oh really? Oh.
Because they're comparing him to Jared Leto's Joker.
Okay. Because remember, this is the movie where Brandon Lee died.
Yeah.
Filming The Crow. And it's, you know, I'm not even joking. When I read the comic book for The Crow, the original, like where all of this was based from. And I read a lot of comic books. Honestly, like I couldn't, I felt so bothered.
Oh, disturbing? Very disturbing?
Yeah, and I don't get disturbed with anything from the comics. No matter how dark, no matter how gruesome, like, I'm okay. When I read The Crow, like, I wanted to, I'm not even joking, like, I wanted to throw it away.
What?
Like, I wanted to burn it.
Is it
like,
messed up?
It just gave me a very bad feeling.
Oh, now I'm curious.
No, I don't know. It's very dark. It's so like, and I watched the movie, yeah, and it didn't give me the heebie-jeebies. It was the comic book. I was like, what did I, like, I want to burn this.
Why?
Alam mo yung gusto ko magbanlaw, gusto ko mag...
And you felt that way after the movie came out na? Did you read it after? Yeah, okay.
Pero like, gets, like, I've never experienced that with any comic book. Even yung mga Sandman, alam mo yun, infinitely darker and like, but I don't know, it gave me the creeps.
Oh.
So, when that happened to, you know, Brandon Lee, I was like, there's really something about this. Maybe that's why. Never touched it again.
It's the whole thing with a gun misfiring on set.
I find that's how it's so creepy. He passed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alam mo yung may ano ka na, there's something evil about them. I don't know. Maybe it's cursed or something. I don't want to. It just gave me brought back memories.
And did they show it in cinemas?
I think they did, yeah.
Memory of Brandon Lee.
Yeah, kasi parang, yeah, I don't know. Like, it just gives me the creeps.
The heebie-jeebies.
And the way it was drawn, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it just really disturbed me. Yeah.
Yeah. And I heard little news about P. Diddy.
Yeah. More stuff are coming out with the whole Diddy thing. It's getting messier and messier. And apparently the new documents that have been submitted are very damning.
Oh boy.
It gave clues na parang nagbigay ka pa ng clue. Hindi nyo na lang sinabi.
Like,
kasi the clues were, there are like film evidence of Diddy and a Philadelphia rapper who used to be with Nicki Minaj and an R&B singer who just performed at the Super Bowl.
Oh my gosh.
Like, medyo, parang, nag-blind
Thank
item
Captain
ka pa.
Obvious,
sana
yeah.
sinabi mo na lang kung
oh
sino.
My God.
Alicia Keys?
Allegedly.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, they're addressing it. Even Andrew Tate is on it.
This is serious. This is like...
It is.
Like, major.
This is really major.
Like, major.
And yun nga, apparently, the evidence is, like, damning.
Whew.
Yung kumbaga yung it's not just one... You know, your word against mine. Parang merong voice recordings, merong video recordings, merong text messages, merong like. So apparently, and nga, it's a little. It's going to be very messy. Yung medyo levels daw ni Harvey Weinstein levels of expose. So, ooh. We're going to be hearing, like, once, I don't know, kasi siguro yung, if you get into a deep dive, lalabas na yung ibang tweets.
Yeah.
Like, my timeline is just filled with Diddy stuff. Because I started getting into it.
Right. More tea to come.
More tea to
yeah,
come.
We'll find out more within the coming days.
So apparently, ano, maraming tea talaga si Diddy. So, there's going to be more.
Like two teas?
No. A lot. A lot. Like, not just two. Like more.
Like, a lot of tea. And like, cha-a levels.
Like, kalat kung kalat.
Like, pot of tea.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah. We will keep you updated as things come. Kasi right now, ang dami na nung Marites level news eh. But we're going to have to wait and see until people start talking.
And evidence starts to come out,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If it does come out. But anyway, there you go. That was her hashtag tea over coffee. If you want to sound off, send the hashtag with your response to RX931 on X.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, but let's start off with some greets.
Hey, good morning, Elmer Velasco. Also saying good morning to Tino, who says, ulo ko sa Upa Gangnam Style, ha? Sige, good morning na lang. Oop, oop, yep. Oop. Upa Gangnam Style.
And I oop.
Hello to Renz and to Butter Baby. Good morning. LV also saying hi to Cyril. LV says, happy Survivor 46 premiere day.
Ah, yes. That's today?
Season 46 starts today. Actually saw the teaser already. Like they showed a 7-minute video, like the first 7 minutes of the premiere. Yeah, so sabi niya, and I just listened to one of your episodes via podcast and I cannot at the Jada slander. But it's okay to be wrong sometimes, Chico and Marky. Come pick up mini Hazel. Have a great morning, says LV.
Okay.
Wait, who are we talking about? I only know Gigi. Gigi good.
Yeah. Hello to Diet and also saying good morning and happy birthday to Trishy Trashy.
Yes.
Trishy/Trashy. Happy birthday.
We greeted her yesterday. Even did birthday blending.
Oh,
for
cool.
Long time no hear.
Happy, happy birthday. Hello to Ho DH, to Melai, and to Ro, also to Jay Ocampo. Thank you. Hello to Bon Gloriani, Mommy Bon, saying hello to Kyle and Kirsten. Good morning to Juice Blank and to Yon Tifian. Also to Chi Chi and Rhyme and Reason. Janine is also locked in. It's her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, happy Janine. Birthday. Hello to Kervin, who wants to say hello to his partner, Numerica. On the way to Baguio for work and short vacay. Been a silent rusher since 2010.
Oh.
Wow. Hello to Mar. And also, Mar's excited for Survivor 46. So are we. Hi, Edward. Hi, Jean and Mika. Coco Hernandez. Good morning. Also to Jerome and the UP Dreamers and DZ Run Crew. Gav says, what's up? Also, Bon Voyage and Tin Pasha. Happy Leap Day.
Oh,
it
happy
is Leap Day. And hello to Lodi Cake as well. Good morning. That's it for the text line for now.
Very rare. Today is a rare day. We only have it every 4 years.
Naunahan ka, Prince Dance.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is a very special day. It's also because my mother, if she had not been born like 2 hours later, would have been born on the 29th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we celebrate her birthday as if she was born in the leap year.
Leap year, yeah.
Is she 28th?
She's born on March 1, so tomorrow's her birthday.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
But, but basically, she was born on a leap year the day after the 29th. So, yeah. So sometimes they'll make fun of the fact that she's now younger than me and stuff like that.
So I'm curious. People born on the 29th, do they celebrate their birthday on a non-leap year on the 28th or the 1st?
28th.
28th.
Well, everyone has a different
day. I'm curious
day,
lang. Diba? But, like, kasi walang 29 eh.
Kasi
so,
also minsan, diba, parang they say bad yung
kami kasi
advance.
Bawal yung advance.
Oo, dapat i-celebrate it.
No,
like,
but unless salubong.
Unless salubong, yeah.
I have a Filipino friend who was born on the
29th.
And he normally celebrates it on the 28th.
Oh.
But the cool thing about it daw, sabi niya, is that he celebrates it twice. 28th and the 1st.
Okay.
So
okay.
He gets greetings for 2 days.
For both. Kasi nga people don't know when to greet.
As opposed to us
that
get greetings on one day, he gets greetings on 2 days.
Yeah.
So, special. I'll say a couple of greets and I think our coffee is downstairs. But let's say hi to a few people. Hi to Erwin or Boy Bakal. Happy birthday again.
Happy birthday again.
Happy birthday.
Hello to Renz Rufil. Thank you for sending tea. We can talk about this maybe a little later. We didn't really get to discuss this as well. Boy Bakal also adds, just heard the greeting from yesterday. Muchísimas gracias a Mr. Universo, Marky Strom, y Inang Reina, Gigo Garcia.
Parang doesn't sound good.
Oo nga eh. De nada.
Y space. Espacio.
Espacio.
Inang.
Yeah.
Reina.
Sí. Yeah. Sí.
Espacio. Hello as well to Arch Aguilar. Good morning to Doc Wins. Have a great day. Jungkook's girl. Good morning. Finally starting. Australian Survivor and enjoying it. I hope you're enjoying that. I would like to get into that if I find a little bit of time. I haven't even finished Avatar. You know me, when I binge, I binge.
Yeah,
I would have watched that whole thing in one day. Hello to Juice Blank. Says, welcome back, Hazel. Good morning,
Thank you guys.
And to all the rushers. And lastly, Agom Nialan Allen says, oh, sorry, it's just so hard to decipher this name.
Dikit-dikit kasi.
Hi, DJs. Happy Thursday. Please greet with birthday blend Mars, Jenny, and her twin, Chanda, who celebrated their 51st birthday last February 24th. They've been apart most of their birthdays, but now they're together in Toronto, Canada.
Oh, what's, so what twins, are the names?
Mars and Chanda.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Mars and Chanda.
Happy birthday to you.
To Mars and Chanda.
You.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Twins, twins, twins. I'll be back. See you in a bit.
Okay, so we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Mike Feder. Thank you. No, Patrick Starlord. Thank you, Patrick, for our top 10 for today. Okay, Patrick Starlord. For today, that's when I realized. Let's start off with Mike Feder.
Number 10.
Number 10.
When literally everyone in the office was promoted, except me, that's when I realized...
Like everyone?
Like everyone. Like literally, pati yung na-hire kahapon.
Stop.
Promoted na today.
Oh my God. But they're trying to tell you
they're
something.
They're trying to tell you something.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least your boss is trying to tell you something. And coming from Genshin Impacto.
Number 9.
Number 9.
Yung nakoronahan na ako, tapos biglang sheepishly bumalik ulit sa stage yung host, sabay kuha ulit ng microphone and say and says, I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Steve Harvey!
That's what I realized.
Oh no. Speaking of, my gosh, that video, that like tea, yung kay ano, yung they were talking about, oh yeah, for inclusivity. But like,
oh my God!
Oh my God!
The tea! Oh, I cannot. Like, I'm surprised that it hasn't exploded as much as...
I think it has. It was already reported in the news as of, I think, yesterday.
Parang reaction-wise, in the pageant world, it's huge. But like, wala lang. Parang I don't get to read it as much.
Baka may damage control.
Baka may damage control, or maybe not a lot of people kasi are into the pageant world thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kasi naisip ko kahit sa mainstream eh. It's incendiary enough for even non-fans to be into.
Yep.
Like,
because I first saw the video a couple of nights ago, and then last night I saw that Rico Chismoso shared the like news feature on his Instagram. So I was like, so nasa news na.
Oh, that exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, like really nowadays, it's such a rabbit hole. The whole Diddy and the other personality who hasn't been seen in a long time. I mean, I'm telling you, like,
she's recovering.
The rabbit hole.
We're talking about Kate. Okay, Princess Kate.
Yes.
But, I mean, they did, like, diba? They released a statement after her surgery. They were like, she is most likely not going to be making any public appearances until after Easter.
Yeah, yeah.
So, maybe let's look for her after Easter.
If she still
doesn't make any public appearance.
Yeah. And from the Super Malice Guy.
Number 8.
Number 8.
Nung laging a day after kami ng holidays nakikita. Feb 15, December 25, January 2, day after his birthday. And always out of town or sa liblib na lugar kami nagde-date.
December 26, you mean?
26 uh-huh. rather. That's when I realized...
Minsan hindi naman kailangan pumunta sa liblib. You can go to like a different city, for example.
Yeah.
I'm not giving tips. I'm just saying. Pwede naman.
Or even within the liblib. Or within the city. Pero you go to a mall na feeling mo yung mga friends nyo hindi pupunta.
Or you go to a different country.
Or
you
to a different
country. You travel together.
Then.
Tapos make sure ano siya. Like, yeah. Group, ano, picture lagi.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And from...
Yeah, but it's gotta be a group picture.
It's gotta be a group picture.
But how do you think they should hide it the best? Like next to each other or far apart from each other?
I'd say bookend.
Or just don't post.
Parang bookend, medyo alanganin kasi makikita ng mga tao. Kasi pag magkatabi sila, they're gonna be like, oh, okay, so they're not too scared showing their faces next to each other.
Is that how your brain works?
I guess.
Depende siguro.
I guess. Yung parang, hey, look, it's not a big deal.
I mean,
so we're together.
Yeah. And?
On the same vacation. There are other people. It's a group vacation.
I know we're posting by ourselves this entire trip. And maybe you're going to be posting in 3 weeks and I'm posting today. But we can post a group shot at least once.
Exactly.
Why not? Parang,
oh, see? Wala namang ano kaso eh. So,
true.
Ano yun? And then the internet explodes.
There you go.
Yung akala nyo walang papansin, pero like, ay, ano ba to? Soft launch ba to?
Nay!
And from Antuking Arthur.
Number seven.
After the interview, when the interviewer said, we'll let you know if you're fit for the position, we will call you. That's when I realized.
I wonder if... I'm sure sometimes naman when they say we will call you...
Like they actually call?
Maybe they mean it. Maybe they don't want to like jump the gun and say you're hired immediately.
Siguro yung ano, wag lang yung don't call us, we'll call you. Yun yung medyo... Yun yung medyo... I think it's time to realize na maybe you didn't get it.
Right,
maybe
right.
You didn't get the role.
Pero kasi yung we'll call you, it's a possibility still. Because what if... Alam mo yun, kumbaga... Maybe you're in the running, but they haven't seen all the candidates yet.
That's true.
And so they're like kind of putting you on hold. So we'll call you. Diba?
Pero sana, pwede din. Pero sana may acting audition din.
Okay, and then next. Okay, coming from Rhyme and Reason.
Number six.
When I started hearing stuff from other people about how a close friend has been saying false information about me. That's when I realized. Yun yung mga malalaman mo na, ano to? The boy who cried sheep's in...
And wolf's clothing.
Alam mo yun, yung parang like, ay, okay.
Not to be trusted.
Be very careful what you say when this person is around.
Mm. Yes.
And you only find out when you hear from the people
that... Pag na-expose na siya.
But before that, they are probably wreaking havoc without you realizing it. Yung pala, ang sama na ng tingin ng ibang tao sa'yo kasi kung ano-ano na yung pinagkikikwento niya, pinagsasasabi niya with other people. So, yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Kasi parang, now you're so paranoid. Like, who else? Kasi this person told me and this other person told me. But how many people did he or she, like, destroy my reputation
and
to?
Even mm-hmm. after, it's so difficult because you kind of don't know how to deal with it. You confront yeah. the person. You ano just, like, ice them out.
Tapos ayaw mo rin naman. Siyempre, minsan yung nagsumbong sa'yo will say, oy, don't say that it came from me.
You don't expose them.
So, paano you mo can't siya, expose them. Yeah.
So, paano mo ngayon i-confront, di ba, na hindi mo pwede sabihin na, ay, sabi ni Hazel sa akin, na sabi mo ganito,
it's
ganito.
Giving it's giving Survivor so Australia kasi si Scott from the Rebel side.
Yeah.
Parang bigla siyang nakonsensya na parang ayaw niya na ma-blindside a certain person. And so he was like, yeah, actually your name came up. And of course that person was like, yeah. Well, who said my name? And he couldn't. So he was like, basta your name came up.
Yeah.
Parang ganon.
Ang hirap nung ganon. Kasi parang
it really is
you
hard.
Want to protect the person, the whistleblower.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to confront also the salarin,
yeah.
Diba? So you're like,
it's very difficult.
How?
Yeah. Hard
and
to navigate.
Ayun yung proof mo, diba? Yung nagsumbong.
And sometimes you hide behind that. Like, oh, someone told me, pero ikaw pala nag-start ng rumor.
Oh, iba pa yun.
Ay, that's different.
That's also a thing.
Or nanguhuli ka lang. Diba sometimes they go like, hey, someone told me that you're cheating on me. That's better. Like, oh, like, it's only because ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. Actually, nobody told me. But you just did. Di ba? May ganon. Yung
okay.
Yung sasabihin nila na alam nila just to catch you.
I have a question. In this scenario, sino kayo mas madalas dun sa tatlo?
Okay.
Are you the friend na sinasabihan ng whistleblower na alam mo tong isang friend mo ah, pinagkakalat niya na blah blah blah? Are you the whistleblower? Or are you the friend that, well, hopefully hindi naman yung nagkakalat ng kung ano-ano about another friend?
Well, of the three, I would be most likely in the, ako yung sinasabihan na, oy, itong
oy,
friend
don't
na to.
Trust this person.
Kasi I think twice, unless very unequal yung timbang sa akin nung nagsusumbong at nung
sinusumbong.
Ay, sorry. Okay, ganito na lang para clear. Kunyari si Marky yung nag-talking trash about Hazel.
Yeah.
If sobrang close ko kay Hazel compared to Marky, let's say Marky is just a casual friend and I'm besties
then
with Hazel,
be the
then I will
then
say
you'll
it.
Tell Hazel.
But if you're generally the same level of friends, I'd keep out of it.
Right.
Parang this is not none of my business. Pero kunyari, super bestie ko si Hazel, then I will go out on a limb. Kasi I'll get into trouble eh. So, I'll go out on a limb and
you'd
and
be
tell
willing
Hazel,
to be put be in that position.
Pero not for everyone. Like, pag kunyari medyo, kunyari super friends kami ni Marky and ni Hazel, I would more likely tell Marky to stop it. Like,
right.
That's not true. Parang don't say that about
ikaw
Hazel.
Na lang yung magpupulis.
Oo. Kasi pag nag-away kayo because of me, and this has happened so many times, minsan, pag bati na kayo, ako pa yung aawayin you both.
That's horrible.
And it's happened many times. Yung parang, pag kayo na yung nagkaayusan na kayo, ang ano nyo, I'm a troublemaker.
Right.
Or I'm trying to drive a wedge between the two
of
you.
Yeah, I get that.
When in fact, I was just trying to do you a favor by telling you what Marky said. Parang ganon. So, pero pag sobrang parang merong inequality dun sa friendship nung dalawa, susumbong ko yung mas less friend ko.
Feeling ko I tend to be more of the whistleblower.
Kasi
I really don't like it when I know that someone is like, you know, being shady.
Yeah.
Like, talking smack about someone I love behind their back. Mm. So, I would most likely let the person know. Like, parang, just don't say it came from me, but, you know.
And lalo na pag alam mo na false.
Oh. Yeah, I would give the person a heads up.
Yeah.
Would I be a whistleblower? I'm probably the same as Hazel.
Yeah.
Mm. I think we're the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would give a heads up if I'm closer to the person.
Yun, so ako
that's
same.
True.
Ako same.
Hindi naman. Pero kung same level, I don't know, maybe I drop hints without directly naming
like,
the person. Mm-hmm. Pero kung mas close ako dun sa troublemaker, Hindi na lang.
Kunwari, kami ni Kayla. Dami namin tea, for example, kasi we walk around in the same industry. So, we're super close. Mm. Meaning like, whenever she has, hello, we're radio DJs. Kapag may chismis siya, sabihin niya ako.
Okay.
If I have chismis, I let her know too. Mm. And that's how our relationship works, and that's why we love each other so much.
True.
Yes.
And from Queen of Deadma.
Number five.
When I went out with my friends, na lagi kong nililibre, as in all the time. Tapos that time, wala akong pera. Tapos tinawag nila akong madamot. That's when I realized
These bitches are
gold diggers.
Oh,
oy, may
my
gold
gosh.
Digger na friend. Hindi lang gold digger na jowa. I mean,
yes,
actually,
maraming ganon. You parang they hang out with you precisely because
if they can smell na parang nako, super galante to. Saka
generous to.
Laging
nako,
libre
pagka
ano, may party.
Oy, yung iba, grabe yung libre ha. Pati yung kunyari they're going on family vacation. Yung parang, oh, sama ka na. Like,
alam
obviously,
mo,
since you're with my family, sagot na namin everything. Literally, sasama ka lang. Yung mga ganon, di ba? May mga friends na super generous. I know of cases of this.
Same. I dated someone who was like that. Like, super like, sama generous lang kayo. With friends. Oh, my gosh. Like, I didn't like it. Kasi parang, alam mo yon, yung parang, hello. Pero I also didn't know how to tell him na parang, maybe you shouldn't be doing that all the time. Because I also didn't want to overstep.
I actually said no to one invitation na ganon. Friend kasi, tapos parang, sige na, sama ka na kasi like, I'll be so bored. Like, you know, let's, we'll take care of everything. I couldn't. I'm sobrang nahiya ako sa ganon na.
Hindi mo kaya na Jumeni Humphrey. Because it's giving Jenny Humphrey from Gossip Girl. Alam mo yung parang one summer. Kasi syempre, she is going to Constance where all the rich girlies study. Tapos parang biglang sabi, oh, you know, you can ride the private jet with my family and like, let's go. Like, well, syempre, go naman si Ate Girl.
Lalayo pa ba tayo? Climber. Oliver of Saltburn.
Very bad! Man around the dance floor.
Exactly. And hindi kasi ako willing magsumayo ng hubad. So, no, pero, no, like, I really can't. Kasi
parang, pero yung dumila ng ano, drain, yun ba, hindi din o willing?
Parang hindi niya kaya yun.
Hindi ko yata kaya.
Hindi nga, I don't think so.
You're...
Bago mapunta sa drain.
Pagpataas pa yung tubig.
Hindi, bago nga mapunta sa tubig.
okay.
Kumbaga sa, ano, ganito na lang. Kumbaga sa, gusto mong uminom ng tubig. You drink from the tap.
Sama ka na.
And from Al Macchiato.
Number four.
When I walked into the room and all my friends suddenly stopped talking and changed the topic. Pinag-uusapan ako nito.
It's like, it's giving traitors.
Pinag-uusapan.
Malay mo, may surprise party lang sila for you.
Eh, nakakatawa ha. For the people who do this, the ones who are changing the topic, they think they're being so...
Like sly.
Sly?
No, it's so obvious.
It's so obvious.
It's actually better to carry on with the conversation and then involve the person
and
that walked
the topic.
In
change
and
the topic.
Pretend like, no, we were just talking about your ganyan-ganyan. Mm-hmm. But of course, medyo edited na yung...
No, yeah. It's
kasi
like,
ang hirap eh.
It's
kunyari,
like a mild change of
yes.
topic.
Mm-hmm.
Kunyari, for example, kunyari Hazel and I are like talking about Marky. Alam mo ba yung si Marky? Grabe. Nung ano, tapos bilang papasok si Marky. Kunyari, we were talking about his ano ba pwedeng shady.
I see you editing yourself.
His shenanigans.
Dapat specific. O kunyari sa ano, yung kunyari sinisiraan ko yung rent kasi gusto ko mas marami manood ng Rent to Own. Sabihin ko, ay nako yung ano, yung sa rent, pagkasabi ko ng rent papasok si Marky. Tapos biglang like yung sa rent tsaka yung daga pumunta dun sa queso. Yung parang it's all like, what? We were
where
just talking about
rent. Akala ko naman sasabihin mo yung parang, alam mo ba yung si Marky? Yung sariat, I love her!
That is the way to go.
Rent that musical?
I love her! If you know, you know.
Yeah, that's not how you do it.
Really? I always thought that's how you did that shiz.
I can't.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. And for Maxim De Winter.
Number three.
Nung pumasok yung secretary sa room ni boss, dark, dark red yung lipstick niya. Tapos after 10-minute meeting, halos pale red na yung lips. That's when I realized.
Ooh, child.
Baka may kinain silang oily.
Or worse, ano, like yun nga, yung kunyari red yung lipstick niya. Tapos paglabas, like completely ibang shade na. Yung alam mong natanggal na and nag-reapply na.
Oo, nag-retouch na siya.
Yeah. Eh yung kunyari, nag-lipstick siya sa bahay pa. Pero yung dala niya, ibang color. Uh-oh. So nung nag-reapply siya, nag-meeting lang kayo, nag-iba yung kulay ng lipstick mo.
Mm.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Or yung ano, yung lalabas, tapos yung hindi na magka-match yung button
yung buttons
sa buttonhole. mali yung pagka-button niya. Eh, pumasok siya, ano, woo! Tama naman.
Mm-hmm.
From Coco Hernandez.
Number two.
Nung unti-unti ko nang nararamdaman na parang I'm the villain and the side piece is the main character, at least in their love story.
Hey, that's normally how it is.
Yung
parang
we're
only the main character in our own story.
In our own story. And even if, kahit yung kunyari on paper, from
ikaw
a bird's
dapat.
Eye view,
uh-oh,
siya naman talaga yung kontrabida kasi siya yung parang nakiapid, di ba? So, pero like kunyari...
Pero parang feeling what you're getting in the way na
uh-oh,
of like their true happiness.
I mean, let's face it, kunyari, just think of the movies where, yun nga, yung parang like against all odds, na ang bida yung lalaki tsaka yung na-meet niya na sad to belong to someone else when the right one comes along. So, siya si right one. But, when she came along, you were still together. But then you feel like, bakit parang ako yung kontrabida? Parang ako yung panggulo.
Feeling ko mas tricky kung yung parang scenario sa Sex and the City with Carrie and Mr. Big in
yeah,
the series. Yung parang they were together first and then they broke up and he got married to Natasha.
Yeah.
But then they started cheating on Natasha.
But she was first.
But then again, she was first.
So, but it's still cheating.
It's still cheating. It's they're still in the wrong kasi he's already married to someone else.
That is true.
So, nung nahuli sila, di ba? Parang, anyway, ang ending din, eh, di, dun din siya kay Carrie. So, parang naging sub-character lang si Natasha.
Right?
Even though she actually married him then.
So, ganon. Sometimes when it happens IRL, you're really like, my gosh, I just felt like I've been demoted to like, you know.
Pag ano, yun nga, kung ikaw yung nauna, feeling ko, you should feel that way. Kung hindi naman, kung nauna naman siya sa'yo, tapos kunyari, binabawi niya lang.
Yeah.
Parang main character talaga siya.
Parang recently, we won't say it now, we won't say what the show is, pero yun, parang ganun, recently, merong ganung storyline na girl really likes boy, boy gets into relationship with like everybody else, like half of the world, except her, who's like so in love with boy. And then finally, it's like, you know what? I'm over this. I'll get into a relationship. So girl gets into a relationship with boy. And then boy's life falls apart. And it's like, okay, now I want you. And it's like, now you want me? Now that I've moved on and I have I'm seeing someone else.
Oh,
and
why then, am I crying? And I'm then, crying now.
And then girl goes, okay, I'll drop whoever I'm with.
I'm crying.
Is this one...
One so piece, there, so
one yung
mga ganun,
moment
one piece.
In time.
Kasi na-in love si Luffy kay Zoro.
Wait, did you see that, ano? That statue na na nabasag?
Oh, no.
One Piece ba yun? Correct me if I'm wrong.
I haven't seen.
No, nag-viral siya. Kasi parang there's like this event. And then I think a kid was like, but the parent wasn't watching the kid, and then...
I'll look for it. I'm not sure.
Hindi ko sure kung One Piece ha. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well,
pero kaka-viral lang nito recently.
I think it's no longer in One Piece.
yun nga. Kaya feeling ko One Piece kasi parang people were like, safe to say.
Uh-huh.
It's not One Piece anymore.
And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
That's when I realized comes from Genshin Impacto.
Genshin Impacto says,
nung nalaman kong nag-hire si Mrs. ng driver, tapos naalala ko, nawala nga pala kaming kotse. So, that's when I realized.
Kasi to drive her crazy.
Oh, yun. To drive her wild.
Oh.
Debian siya. May sasalihan siyang bagong musical.
Oh.
So, ako Rent, di ba?
Oo. Oh.
Ikaw Rent to Own.
Mm.
Upa Gangnam Style.
Mm.
Rent Boys.
Pwede. Oo. Kasi parang nire-rent mo yung
driver
services niya.
Services niya.
Right.
If not as a driver, mali mo, as jardinero.
Mm-hmm.
Or
maybe, ano, may car siya.
Oo.
And you're just asking him to drive for you.
For you.
Ah, that makes sense.
Pwede. So there you go. If you want to join us, we have another batch coming right up. But when we come back, we will be on TikTok Live.
We'll see you guys there at RX931 for us on TikTok. But also the text line, 0961-1367-931. Keep sending in those requests and shout-outs on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we are on TikTok Live.
Yes, join us. RX 931 on TikTok. You can also follow our personal accounts. Hazel RX 931 for me.
Chico Garcia 36 Wait. For me.
And Marky Strom for me. We're waiting for him to join us. And while we wait for Marky, let's say good morning to these monsters locked in. Hello to Butter Baby. Sige na nga, next regalo kay Chico, trekking pole.
That's what I have.
Oh, he has one already.
Yeah, that's what I use nga para hindi naman mukhang tungkod.
Malay mo.
Tungkod? Nakakainis yung word na tungkod.
Tungkod just makes it sound so old. Hello to Tin. And sabi ni Tin, baka kaya di nakita ni Chico yung path? Kasi malabo yung mata. Oh, shun yung.
Excuse me. Nangyayang fast.
I cannot. Hello to Cyril and to Boggs. We have Pawis Niakla who says, good morning to the Rusher Aces. Elmer Velasco is also locked in and he sent us a link to that One Piece thingy that broke.
I saw it na.
That's horrible. Gosh.
I had goosebumps. I can't.
But we were talking about it. Hopefully it's like a replica of some sort and not the super expensive.
Kung hindi, kumbaga sa ano, sa mga bags. Hindi yung branded. Kasi meron eh. May branded siya na if it's built by one of the like mga talagang expensive brands. Oh, it's that would cost an arm and a leg. But if it were like, kasi let's face it, sometimes it's just like yung mga non, what do you call it? Non-official. Pinakopya lang sa sculptor. Then maybe it's not as expensive. But basically,
either
when you
way,
break something, that's heartbreaking.
It's still so unfortunate.
Masakit.
Uh-oh.
Especially if you're like a collector.
Yeah,
have you
exactly.
seen that other video of...
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yes, I saw
the
that.
The one with the little kid
oh,
who
yes.
walked
ang daming
broke everything.
Just broke everything.
We did that for tea, I think, right? That
yeah.
was hardcore.
Farmer Sanchez is locked in. So is Mitch. Good morning to Uno. And also saying good morning to Mr. G-Shock. Tino says hello. Good morning as well to Lilo Boy and to Phonam. What's up to Angeli? Sabi ni Phonam, they are called progressive glasses na. Yung bifocals.
Yes. Yes.
BC says, doble vista. Tawag ng mga nanay sa eyeglasses na yon.
Doble vista.
Hello to Victoriano. And sabi ni Victoriano, saw Kayla yesterday at PICC. She was one of the performers.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
I saw her post on her story. So cool. Justin Sayana says, good morning. Also, hello to Hody H. And Coco Hernandez, hi to Buesti Juaymi. Sabi niya, I agree with Hazel. Whistleblower nga. Whistleblower talaga.
Boom.
See, I told you. Hello to Juice Blank.
She likes to blow the whistle.
The whistle.
Hindi, the whistle.
Yes.
Ganon.
Don't we all?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
Tsaka ang perfect, may bago akong whistle. Kasi I got my Pasig Go Bag.
I
Shout
know.
Out to... the Pasig LGU, they distributed go bags to all the buildings dito sa Barangay San Antonio.
And
of course,
Ortigas
Center included.
Hindi siya yung like just water and crackers. Like medyo, talagang complete siya. Like,
may ano pa,
thermal blanket.
You got
and like
also?
A whistle. No. We saw a video.
Kasi I haven't opened mine. I just got it. But I was curious, ano ba laman nun? Kasi malaki yung bag eh. So we looked at it online. We looked it up. And yes, dami niyang laman. Tsaka like medical stuff, first aid stuff, my whistle, my glow sticks pa.
What happens if you vote in the Pasig area but you live in QC?
I know, you're still QC. Residence
yeah. And you need to have that like QR code, yung parang Pasig Pass. To claim your go bag.
Okay.
So, shout out to Mayor Vico. My gosh,
yes.
So cool. Hello to Mommy Kathy and also to Richard and Richard's roomies, Tonying and EJ. Willie the Man says, Currently at Sentosa Marina Bay in Singapore. I will surely catch your Facebook airing, and I was hoping you could greet me and my lovely wife, Chrissy, at BDO Ortigas head office.
Hello.
To Willie the Man and Chrissy.
Super ano, since na bring up niya yung Singapore. I really miss Singapore. Pero
me too.
What we were talking about, Baby Whale and I, parang gusto namin bumalik ng Taiwan. Just for like a food trip and some shopping. Kasi walang visa eh.
Yes.
So it's so easy to go.
I miss the candied strawberries na.
Right?
So much. That's my favorite. But yeah, hello. And I think that's it for the text line for now.
Hello to Daddy Crisol. Hello, my favorite morning show hosts.
Hello.
Chico, my favorite since the 60s. Ah, sorry, my eyes. 90s.
Alam mo, magpa-ano ka na? Magpa-check ka na ng mata, ha? Kasi pag hindi mo pina-check yan, dudukuting. Dudukuting ko yung mga mata mo.
Hindi mo na kailangan ng progressive 90s. Glasses.
Hindi mo na kailangan ng progressive glasses.
Hi to Isaiah Griffin Arellano, who reminds all the Survivor fans that today is 46, premiere, season 46. I'm excited. Oh my gosh. Also saying hi to Erominus, who says, yay, 100 hearts. Marcus is locked in, says, may glow ang madam. Good to see you, Hazel. She's back again. Hi, Lisa Marie and Ken Lester. I think categorically, PWD na kayo for extra discount and priority sa line. Oxyan.
You're for PWD Chico, na. Kasi legally blind na ba yun?
I don't know. What's legally blind ba? I don't know. But definitely, if I don't have my contacts on, for sure I would count as disabled because I will not be able to be mobile.
Yeah,
I don't think I can move around without it. Literally, you would have to guide me if we're walking around. I would have to hold on to you because I would trip and fall. I can't see anything.
Ang hirap nun kasi delikado.
Well, ang maganda lang, it's not like it's dark and like I see what you see, but completely blurred. I see colors. I know that it's color yellow, it's color blue. I know that there's a person moving. I probably would be able to tell if there's a dog or a cat. Pero no texture, no nothing, no faces, no signs. So yeah.
Ah, kasi kamukha mo si Reese Witherspoon. Legally blind.
Legally.
Well, if you have an accent. Legally blind.
Legally blind.
If you have an accent.
Hello to Andrea. Good morning from Andy and Grace. Also, hi to Tim Gabriel Lopez. Hala, may tumatawag. May tumatawag, Chico. May tumatawag.
Okay. Go.
Get out of here. Hi to Cherry's Blossom. Also saying hello to I Am Judah. Frank Yupsal, hi to Army Forever, and greeting MJ. Also hello to the Super Zef, and I believe that's it.
Hello to Cyril, and also good morning to Josette, who says, please greet my daughter Twix. So hello, Mommy Josette, and hello Twix.
Let's check X as well, as we wait for Chico. Saying hello to Simply Nedge, hi to Call Me Rovi, reading Obi-Wan Kenobi, and saying hello as well to Crispy Tin, Renz Rufil, thank you so much for the tea today, hi to Humdinger Mayo, and I think Renz Rufil also sent a little bit of tea about Willy Wonka. Have you heard about that?
Oh, I saw what he sent us.
What was that about? I didn't really get to check that.
It's parang basta. I didn't open it either. I just saw, because he sent us a couple of tweets, right?
Yeah.
Pertaining to that. So just check it out. But by the way, if you just tuned in, we were talking about this earlier. We have the radio and auditions currently ongoing. So if you're a student, you're a college student in Metro Manila, around Metro Manila, then please, why don't you give it a shot? Who knows? You
yes.
might just be one of our future student jocks. We might just get to, work with you someday. So take the first step and check out facebook.com/TheRadio1Show. That's how you can audition just like send us an audition video, 1 to 2 minutes, telling us about yourself, and yeah, just make it really interesting. And who knows, you might just be one of the chosen ones.
Okay, so going back to the little tea that was sent in
the
by Renz. A stand-up comedian hired to play Willy Wonka at the widely criticized Willy's Chocolate Experience breaks his silence. I'm constantly applying for more acting jobs and comedy work. Then I get a phone call saying, congratulations, you're going to play Willy Wonka. We'll send you over the script and dress rehearsal is tomorrow. The script was 15 pages of AI-generated gibberish of me just monologuing these mad things. At the end of the monologue, I was supposed to suck up the unknown man with a vacuum cleaner. I asked them if they had a vacuum cleaner, and they said, yeah, we haven't really got there yet. So just improvise.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So I wonder what happened there.
I have no idea, but yeah.
Yeah. But Chico's back.
Which means we're back to the top 10.
Yes, we're okay. Back to the top 10.
And he's
going to
be joining us on TikTok Live again. So
yes, he is.
Have to send that invite.
Back again. You've got to send the invite.
Sabini Sands, as per Google, where people considered as legally blind as given benefits for the disabled, this level of eyesight deficiency is 20 over 200 vision in one or both eyes, or worse, even with the help of corrective lenses. What's, 20 over 200, does that mean?
What's the grade
200?
For that? 200 lang?
I have no idea.
Then I am, if that's the case.
Ako kasi nasa 450, 475.
Oh, edi pasok ka na rin.
Discount,
if 200.
Discount.
If
200. Discount.
I don't know. But like, yeah. So mine is pretty much. But you know, it's
but
weird.
But when you think
huh?
about it, kasi it's true naman. Without our contacts or glasses, like, we wouldn't be able to function like a normal person.
There. See, Carlos, thank you so much. 300 and above.
Oh, I'm qualified.
Qualified na pala ako.
Sure, okay. Qualified pala kayong dalawa. Hello, discount. Yeah. Disc.
I know. No, because,
At saka matagal na.
Matagal na.
Even back in college, but, my gosh, I had horrible eyesight.
You know the strange thing about it? My eyesight have actually fluctuated through the years. As high as 850 and as low as 550.
Wait, so bumaba pa siya?
Taas baba.
That's
through the years.
Oh, that's weird. Kasi ako parang consistently going up lang siya.
Oh, no.
Like I started at, I think, 175, 200, and then naging 225, 250. Pataas nang pataas
no.
I got to where I am now.
It goes up and down through the years. Yeah.
Okay. Tapos iba pa yung, syempre, pag may astigmatism pa, you
iba
know.
Pa yun.
That's also... That's even worse kasi kahit naka-glasses ka, blurry pa din. Yep. It's because of the astigmatism and I have it. I used to only have it in one eye but I think now I have it in both.
Okay.
My gosh.
Ken Lester says, well, 4 years na lang, may isa pang discount card si Chico.
Did you get
it? Ano sinasabi mo?
Well, there you go. Okay. Let me just...
Yes, Ken. Yes, Ken Lester.
Work it out.
You have to calculate your years. It's 4 plus 20.
Okay.
Diba?
I don't know what that means.
Okay. No, sabi niya, well, 4 years na lang may isa pang discount card si Chico. So it's not 4 years. 4 plus...
Oh.
4 plus 20.
24.
Okay, there you go.
24 years. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we go. We've got our top 10 for today. That's when I realized. Thank you to Patrick Starlord for the topic. And let's start off with Queen of Deadma.
Number 10.
That's when I realized, nung hindi na sumasagot yung quote, friend ko na may utang sa akin. That's when I realized I'm probably not getting
you
my
know,
money back.
Whenever I hear stories of yung tipong friends forever, friends for like over 10 years,
yes.
20 years, tapos nangyayari yan, I am gobsmacked because I can't imagine that happening. Like, hopefully, hindi naman talaga mangyari.
Yeah.
Pero I'm just like, really? You would ruin like a friendship?
Exactly.
For that amount? Yeah.
Yeah.
Parang ang wild lang nung idea sa akin. Kasi parang feeling ko, if that were ever to happen, na kunyari somebody needed to borrow, tapos hindi makabayad, parang hindi naman kailangan ni-end yung friendship.
Pwede naman na parang tatakbuhan.
Yung you can just tell me na hindi ko pa kaya, you know, can we do this? Can we do this? You know what I mean? It's just, and also, wag ka kasing magpahiram if hindi mo kaya hindi mo na kaya. Hindi mabalik sa'yo agad. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
totoo yan.
Yeah.
And for Mike Ferrer.
Number 9.
Nung na-realize ko na 10th anniversary na ng friend request ko, that's when I realized.
Alam mo, the other night, I was browsing my friend requests kasi parang somebody sent me, so nag-notify. And because I have like a lot, maybe, I don't know, thousands or hundreds na nasa pending because I don't get to see it all the time. But then when I was browsing, may nakita ko na nasa friend request ko pa na who already passed away. Na never ko na-accept.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh.
And I got scared for a second.
Ooh.
Hindi ko na siya na-accept.
Okay.
Diba? Tingnan mo. Tingnan nyo rin yung requests nyo.
Alam mo ang ano lang dyan. Like, di ba ngayon meron ng legacy? Ano yun? Yung for people who pass away.
Yeah, legacy contact.
Yeah. Legacy contact.
You can assign someone to like basically deactivate your account.
Before that was a thing, we had a barkada actually who passed away. And obviously, the family and friends were not, did not have access to her Facebook account. Mm. So for the longest time, we would still get yung parang, it's Blank's birthday today, send them.
Nag-notify.
And it's really, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. It's not like I get scared. I mean, obviously I'm not. Pero it's just weird.
Yeah.
Pag hindi siya na-deactivate, so it's kind of strange. Buti na lang meron na nung legacy thing.
Yeah.
And also, from Jungkook's girl.
Number 8.
Seeing all of my friends having families and kids, and I can't see myself living that same life, that's when I realized, maybe it's not for me.
Maybe it's not. And it's totally normal.
Kasi diba nung una, parang isipin mo lang, maybe I'm not at that stage yet.
Mm.
Pero yung sometimes you are at that stage and age already and you still don't want it.
Yeah.
And then that's when you're like, maybe I don't want it.
Maybe you don't need
and
it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
That's completely diba? Fine. Yeah.
And from Humdinger Mayo.
Number 7.
Nung napansin ko na ako na lang ang nag-e-effort para magkita kami nitong friend na I really thought was a lifetime friend. That's when I realized maybe we're done.
It's very one way.
Yeah. Again, going back to that something that I watched, parang sometimes that happens, you know, you tell a friend that parang like, maybe we're done. And then you're like, done as what? Us. What do you mean us? We weren't together. No, us as friends. Like a breakup.
Oof.
But for friends. It's like
friendship breakup.
Yung parang, not that we're not going to talk to each other or not help each other out if we need help, but like, let's just stop this thing.
It's
where,
like the end of the friendship that we know.
That we know, yeah. But obviously, we'll still talk if we need to.
Yeah.
Or if we find out that something happened to the other one, you'd still help. Or maybe if, you know, each other's birthdays, we can send each other a HBD. But that's it. But we won't be like friends. You know, we won't hang out.
It's so weird, you know. Sometimes it doesn't even have to be like a falling out or
exactly.
anything. Like,
exactly.
For example, if like someone moves far away, it is the end of your friendship as you know it.
It's
going to be a different dynamic.
It's a different dynamic.
And then you're not going to see each other as often. And yeah, it's different.
But you're still in contact
exactly.
once in a while. And like when you see each other again, it's like you never left
and
each
like,
other.
You don't, you know, lose any love for each other. It's just that.
But it's
realistically speaking, you know, it's different.
True. From Star Marjorie.
Number 6.
When I heard na ikakasal na siya, and surprisingly, I was genuinely happy for him. I guess that's when I learned, when I realized,
wala.
Maybe I am over him.
Over na siya.
And literally, I'm happy.
Congratulations.
And I'm actually happy.
That's great. Yeah. Hey, it's one of those things.
It's like, liberating.
For example, when you're driving down the highway and you see something that reminds you of your ex and you're like, oh, good for you.
Like what?
You have a billboard.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you, and you're happy for them, right? And you're like, oh, hey.
Oh my gosh.
It's great.
Yeah. Speaking of, tinama, one of the comments in our TikTok, sabi, parang mag, ano daw kayo, parang ano yan? Wait, what is that? Parang magkapatid si Hazel at Marky. Is it the lighting or what?
Maybe.
Can I just say?
What?
So, we were at the bank. Baby Will and I.
Napagkamalan kayong magkapatid.
Okay, not just that. So una din, magkapatid ba kayo? Magkamukhang magkamukha kayo. Tapos sabi pa nung manager, binigay ko yung, ano ko, ID ko. Sabi, alin dito to? Alin sa...
I have one question. Anong sabi ni Bae?
Galit na galit. Ako naman tuwan-tuwa. Sabi ko, magkamukha tayo. As in, sabi ko, ayan ha, hindi mo na makakaila. Magkamukha tayo. Like, they can't even tell which is which.
Tapahan ka na.
Tapos bilang maya-maya si Hazel, wow.
Now that
you mentioned it.
Did I tell you hey. I miss you?
I want to have
2 days without you was 2 days too long.
Oh my god!
I want to have a talk with Baby Whale to see how Baby Whale feels about this.
Yeah. So yeah, manager, diyan na kami magbabangko na.
Alam na alam ni manager eh kung paano huhulihin yung kilit.
Siguro rusher yun.
Oo.
Tsaka ano, as in, lilipat ko lahat ng pera ko sa branch ninyo. Good job.
Kahit 5% pa kay manager na.
And I forgot, I was going to tell that story, nakalimutan ko. And from Al Macchiato.
Number five.
When I sat down sa plane for a 6-hour flight and the person to my left had a crying infant, the person to my right had really bad body odor, and the person behind me kept kicking my seat.
Oh no.
That's when I realized this will feel like a 24-hour
flight. I should have booked a different flight.
There's only one thing that makes it worse. The person in front of you recline their seat too far.
And too far, yeah. Yeah.
Oh
or kahit alam mo yung, kasi di ba may limit naman yung pagka-recline. But let's say you're a very tall person, even the slightest recline is already torture.
You know, I almost never recline my seat.
Ako parang noon, I would always, that's the first thing I do pag nawala yung ting, yung seat belt sign, I recline. But weirdly enough, I'd say the past 5-10 years, hindi na nga ako nag-recline.
Diba? Ako din, in the beginning, ganun din. Pero yun nga, eventually, I just kind of stopped doing it. Number one, because I kind of don't like it when the person in front of me reclines, so I don't do it to the person behind me. But also, feeling ko lang it's better for my back. Kasi yung back support, mas maayos pagka-diretso yung seat.
Ako naman, I just realized, halos wala rin namang difference.
Yeah.
I mean, it reclines so little, like... The degree angle that it reclines is so bitten.
Actually,
so for me, it's like, there's no point.
And if I'm gonna sleep, I actually prefer doing it forward than like naka-lean back. Mas gusto ko yung may pillow ako, tas naka-bury yung face
ko dun
sa pillow.
Parang nakasubsub ka dun sa...
Nakasubsub ako dun sa what's in front of me.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Yeah. But I used to recline it immediately.
Mm.
Pag basta nag-off na yung seatbelt sign, tung! Yun, recline na yan. Pero, yeah.
No, I'm a recliner. I will recline my seat. And it's because I sleep through everything.
Mm. Yeah. And when plus, I don't sleep na kasi.
And when I'm upright, I cannot sleep. I have a hard time sleeping. But if I'm just a little bit reclined, just
that's good for
a tad bit.
Good enough.
Then that's good enough. I'm out cold.
And from the Super Malice Guy.
Number four.
That's when I realized, nung Friday night, nalanghap ko yung kating ko na pinahid ko sa likod ko habang umiinom ng mainit na tsaa at kumakain ng cheese roll. So that's when I realized, I think I'm a tito.
Tita!
On a Friday night. Usually, a party-party yun. Siya parang like relaxing with a cup of tea and some cheese rolls.
Tapos nakasindi yung scented candle. Or yung essential candle. Oils. Yung ano mo, diffuser. Gumagana.
Tapos ang scent, ylang-ylang.
Ylang-ylang.
That's really how they say it in the US. On Will and Grace, there was an episode where Jack was like, what's that? It's the scent of ylang-ylang. Ilang-ilang.
Yeah, that's how they say it.
Yeah, ylang-ylang.
But ilang-ilang, is that Filipino? Or is it Chinese?
No. I don't know. It might even be Spanish. It could also. But E, ang Spanish, Y.
Mm.
So, I don't know. Maybe.
Let's
maybe
check it out.
Either Malay or
Y.
Chinese or Spanish, I would guess. Any of those. And since we have a lot of Spanish influence din naman.
Could be.
And Chinese and Malay. So. And coming from Maxim De Winter.
Number three.
Nung may sumakay sa jeep na mukhang ninenerbios, tapos pinagpapawisan, tapos tingin ng tingin sa mga bag ng pasahero, tapos lumipat ng upuan at tumabi sa akin at inakbayan ako. That's when I realized, help.
That's terrifying.
That is terrifying.
Oh my God.
Kaya nga diba minsan nakakatawa yung like, yung merong sumakay na pag pin-profiling mo na siya.
Kahit hindi naman pala.
Si kuya naman walang kamalay-malay, pin-profile mo na tapos yung bababa ka na kasi natakot ka na sumakay siya. If for all you know, ang bait-bait naman pala ng tao. Kaya lang naka-maong jacket.
Tapos yung backpack mukhang, nasa front.
Yung backpack nasa front. Tapos medyo mukhang maton si kuya. Parang bad. Pero kasi, well, these days, you can never tell.
Yeah, sometimes better safe than sorry.
Innocent looking people are the ones who
are the criminals.
Are the criminals. Like, remember I told you the horrible experience we had? I was with my sister. We were walking at the lowest floor of a very popular mall. And then we were just walking. And then here comes this guy who suddenly like taps my sister's shoulder like, tas, takot kami kasi akala namin, like he might hurt my sister or something. And then turns out he's like Japanese and he couldn't talk and he was just
asking
muttering
for directions. Okay.
he was pointing and like he looked very panicked and we were like, what's going on? And then he like kind of like pulled my sister. And then we realized he was saying, follow me. And then he pointed to my sister's backpack and it was open and he was pointing. And then we ran. And then he pointed to the girl.
And he saw the whole thing.
That's why. And kala namin siya yung bad guy.
And so you got it back. You got the things back.
And then we accosted the girl, called security. And then she was the most innocent looking girl. And then she was like, inabot lang sa akin, merong mamang ninakaw sa'yo. Tapos binigay lang sa akin yung wallet. As if it were the truth.
And then like, you got it back, sanay. But...
No, we got it back. Well, we brought her to security, you know, because it's like... But my gosh, like, you would never think that she was a thief.
Kaya mahirap din mag-profile.
Ang hirap mag-profile talaga. Minsan yung kala mo maton sila pa yung... Like yung the Japanese guy, like he looked so... And you know what's weird? So he brought us there, right? Like immediately after we got the... We were looking for the Japanese guy.
No, wala
na. There's nowhere to be found. Sabi ko rin mga kinikwento namin.
Baka angel siya.
Yeah, that's so weird. Like immediately after. And not even in the vicinity. Like, we couldn't find him. Kasi di ba kahit pa paano, if you're the one who, ano, like, you might stick around for, like, a statement or something.
Yeah.
Or like he disappeared. He completely disappeared. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, like, for example, with Chico, the first time I met him, I was like,
down, Butch.
Diba, diba nga sabi ka ni Gino?
Mask.
Remember Gino? Sabi niya, ikwente niya to eh, na parang first time niya nag, ano, sa RX, sa meeting. So hindi pa niya kilala yung mga jocks. Nag-meeting daw. Pagpasok ko daw. First thought in his head, like, oh my gosh, I have to be careful about this guy. You know, he looks so like alpha male. And so, ang angas ko daw. Tapos natakot daw siya talaga. Na parang like, ingat ako dito, bro. Kasi mukhang ano to, ito yung parang alpha male dun. Baka bugbugin ako pag one wrong.
Kasi like, he's literally this quiet guy who walk in and just...
May eyebrow piercing pa daw ako noon. So talagang parang like, I better be careful.
You know what? You didn't fool me. Not for a second. Wala yung mga pa-piercing-piercing mo. Ay, nako.
Oo, natakot. Ay, sa, alam mo yon, sabi ni, ano, sabi pa ni Gino, parang, nako, ingat ako, baka jombagin ako nito.
Jeez!
Yeah!
For real?
Yeah!
So, from now
on...
I looked so
scary pa daw, na parang like, alam mo yon.
From now on, you'll be called Buchico Garcia.
Oh! Buchico.
Buchico.
Yeah, parang buchi. Bilugin na may linga.
So, what the heck?
Di ba buchi?
Parang buchiki.
Oh, ano parang buchiki?
Or tibo chico Garcia.
I cannot. And from Genshin Impacto.
Number two.
Nung paggising ko sa pagtulog, tapos nakita kong nasa clouds ako. Tapos may mga nakaputing suot na may wings at may hawak na lyre. Tapos tumutugtugtugtug sila. Tapos parang lumilipad-lipad.
At least nandun ka! Diba? I mean...
Kasi kung pag-isip mo, parang may mga apoy.
Parang
tapos
init.
Merong may pitchfork. Tsaka hooves.
No, diba?
Exactly. Mas maganda na yung nakaputi, okay na may lyre. Tapos may mga... Ano,
promising. Mga, oo, diba?
Promising yon, promising. And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
That's When I Realized comes from Mike Ferrer.
Mike Ferrer says,
every time may potluck kami, lahat ng dala niyang food, puro pagkain that she knows I am allergic to. That's when I realized, maybe she doesn't like me.
So mean. Alam mo yon, yung parang you make it a point pa na, ay naku, ang mean.
That's a good top 10 topic, ha?
What?
Like, how do you know when someone doesn't like you? Like, without them telling you that they don't like you. Diba? Mm-hmm. Like, when you're thrust into, like, a party or a new office or in school.
How do you read that?
Right? Na hindi nila sasabihin sa'yo na, I don't like you. I don't like you.
Pero nafe-feel.
Pero how do you find out that somebody doesn't actually like you?
There are certain facial expressions they make. They don't look at you in the eye normally.
Yeah.
They speak to you as if dismissively.
Pero minsan yung not being able to look in your eye is a sign that they actually like you.
Or it's a them problem. Baka they just can't. You know, they can't maintain eye contact. Because some people really have a hard time with that.
That's true.
Ah, yeah. That's true. Or they have, they're on the spectrum.
Yung mga shifty. Mm. Meron kasi shifty. I remember, I forgot, somebody's mom was very particular with that. Pag kunyari yung nagdala ng classmates or friends sa house.
Tapos shifty eyes.
Pag merong shifty eyes, they're like, bakit? Parang be careful about this one kasi they're very shifty. What are you doing?
What's happening?
We're both shaking our legs at the same pace. we are like, you know...
Kuyakuyers.
Kuyakuyers that have synchronized.
Yeah, synchronized kuyakuyer. Kuyakuying. Two kuyakuyers kuyakuying.
Kuyakuying.
Two kuyakuyers
kuyakuying.
Nagtatahi na naman ng basa.
Yes!
Marky and Chico.
Sa kuyaki. Ano kuyakuyers?
The kuyakuyas. Mga kuya na nagkukuyako. The kuyakuyas.
I can't.
Right?
Akala ko kung ba't biglang bumaba yung camera.
I know, right? Like,
mamaya, like, what is it going on?
What is going on? Woo! Is this OF? Okay. So there you go. That's our top 10 for this batch. We do have two more batches, but when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
On the Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we are live on Facebook.
Yes, we're on Facebook. Also, YouTube and Twitch, RX 931 for everything. Thanks to everyone who joined us on our TikTok live. Hopefully, you're joining us now on Facebook. Good morning to J. Carl, Emerson, and Carlo, early birds on our live. Also, good morning to DBDC. Hello to Rich Chan, and good morning to MJ. We also have KDRD and Coco Hernandez. Hi to Carlos Gana, who says, I'm an eye doctor. Just so your listeners are properly informed, to be considered a person with visual disability, both eyes should have poor vision, which cannot be corrected by glasses / contact lenses or any other treatment. Thanks.
Aso kailangan untreatable with glasses and... So it doesn't count. Kunyari 300 and up ka lang.
Yeah.
You're not considered
disabled.
Because
you can wear your glasses.
Yeah.
You can wear your contact lenses. That makes sense.
And you will be abled.
Exactly.
Once you have, kaya, kasi ako, with my glasses, I mean with my contacts.
We're good naman.
I mean, obviously, I can see.
Yeah.
You know, it's without them. Okay.
Kasi, totoo naman. I mean, can you imagine? Then half the population or more probably be like...
That is true. Okay, but thank you for that.
Thank you. Yeah. Hello to Martin. Minsan mas masakit pa ang friendship breakup, says Martin. Hello to Hody
That's
H.
True.
And sabi ni Hody H, yan yung situation ko now, old friend na ay magbayad ng utang.
Oh, no.
Oof.
Yeah.
Hello to Dan Lester. We also have Cyril. Good morning to Paola May. I'm living the tita life too, she says. Just bought Siang Pure Balm and Peppermint Fields Inhaler. Currently browsing compression socks and hiking sandals.
Oh no.
Noted. Thanks, Tita Paola. Hello to Renz and good morning to Maxim the Winter. Also to Bogs Totanes. Uno says Ylang Ylang is native to the Philippines.
It is. We were just wondering the name Ylang Ylang.
Mm.
Ano yung etymology niya? Is it from from what language?
Yeah.
Was Ylang Ylang born
kasi
from?
It could have been I-L-A-N-G.
Parang pwede, diba?
Kung Pinoy.
So I'm thinking about Spanish or I don't know.
Maybe. Mitch says love the TikTok and FB lives. Thank you. Hello to Tino. Sabi ni Tino, alam ko na sabi ni Babe E-Whale sa bank manager. I'm Chico Garcia's sibling.
Oh, okay.
Butter Baby says good morning again. Hello to Marcus as well and to John Chien and J. Carl. And J. Carl says, hello sa crush ko na di ako crush, Grace Garces. Hi to Emerson and Sheila. And that's it for greets.
All right, let's jump into the first top 10 for today. Or Giant Patch. Or first top 10.
First
top 10. Okay, so thanking Patrick Starlord for the topic. Let's start off with Maxim the Winter.
Number 10.
Nung nanganak si Mrs. Tapos carbon copy ni kumpare. That's when I realized...
Napaglihian.
Oh, tama nga naman. Napaglihian. Kayo
that's
naman.
Such a common, diba, excuse.
It
yung
is.
Parang, napaglihian lang, diba? Kaya kamukha ni Blank or whatever. Pero, is there any truth to it na parang, kasi minsan, diba, meron talaga yung parang, not even kamukha ng kumpare, like kamukha ng isang celebrity, for example.
A celebrity, that's fine.
And then people are like, paano niya naging kamukha? Eh, hindi naman, the parents look nothing like the celebrity.
Yeah.
But then the offspring looks like, you know, a particular celebrity.
No, I think a lot of it is just, kasi genetics has nothing to do with. I mean, it's a coincidence. Mas malala yung, like, kunyari crush mo, Chris Pratt, tapos pareho kayong Pinoy, tapos yung anak mo, mo blonde. I mean like, you know, like Caucasian.
Like how,
and diba? Just because kamukha niya, like it doesn't happen that way. It's genetics, you know. Coming from Jungkook's girl.
Number 9.
When I'm halfway a K-drama or rom-com series and the main couple is already together, tapos hindi pa rin ako kinikilig. That's when I realize...
Next.
Next.
Wala
ako
talaga.
Ganyan. Pag wala talaga, kasi let's face it, minsan very cliche naman yung story. It's the same story, you know, over and over again. Pero pag kilig ako dun sa couple, I'm on board. I don't care if I've seen it already 1,000 times before. It's really the chemistry.
Speaking of kilig, can I just tell you how kilig I was when I watched the pilot of The Ones Who Live? Because you know that I'm obsessed with Rick and Michonne, right? They're like my OTP.
Yeah.
I love them. Even before they got together in The Walking Dead,
okay,
I was already like shipping them. Like I wanted them to get together. I was like, oh my, they would be perfect for each other. So I was one of those people. And so, of course, The Ones Who Live basically is about the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
The first episode, oh my, I literally screamed. I could not, I was like, oh my God, I'm so kilig. Ganon. Kilig na kilig ako.
And
I
love,
I love the treatment na parang, apparently pinaglaban daw to ni Danai Gurira na parang, because the producers wanted them to meet maybe 4th or 5th episode.
Okay.
But she was adamant. She was like, no, it has to happen the first episode. We have to like see
something
each other.
Na.
Oh my God. Kilig na kilig ako.
Oh, thank her.
Thank you, Danai Queen Michonne. My spirit animal. I love her.
And coming from Call Me Rovi.
Number 8.
15 years na kayong in a relationship. Tapos, halos magpo-40 na kayo. Tapos, hindi pa rin napag-uusapan ang tungkol sa kasal. That's when I realized...
Maybe hindi lang siya into that. Maybe hindi siya believer ng, you know...
Ay, alam mo, there's nothing wrong with that. Kung pareho kayong
or
nasa
at least,
ganong...
Hindi, pag-usapan pa rin.
Pag-usapan
na
nyo.
Na parang, diba, tell them na parang, you know what, I don't believe in this, pero like, I see myself being with you for the rest of my life. Or
yeah.
Like, I see my future only with you. Then at least meron kang pinangahawakan na gano'n na, alam mo yun,
and declaration. Or yun nga, or kunyari, ang gusto mo talaga is kasal, para, you know,
you
na,
ay, option.
Wala akong future dito.
Right, so you can leave.
You can leave,
yeah,
at least, diba?
Leave.
So you really have to talk about it. And it's not so much about one pressuring the other. But
it's
you have
just,
to be on the same page.
Yeah, exactly.
Kasi kung pareho kayong hindi interested with the whole wedding structure, define. There's no law against that. But, or if you're both into the whole, you know, white picket fence, married with
and
kids.
And then it's only a matter of time.
Then yeah, it's just a matter of time. Pero ang hirap pag yung isa, iba yung gusto dun sa isa.
And you'll never know unless you talk
unless
about
you
it.
Unless you talk about it. From Chichi Chronicles.
Number 7.
Nung kumalat sa buong barangay, yung bagay na sure ako, sa'yo ko lang sinabi, that's when I realized I can't trust you.
Diba that's how you huli someone na pinagsususpechahan mo na this person can't be trusted.
Yeah.
You bait them.
Yes, tell them na
something.
Everybody knows about it.
Oo.
Para they'll feel a little bit more comfortable saying it.
Or don't tell them everybody.
Ayaw nga na,
ayaw
nga na. Kasi
you just tell them na parang,
excuse.
Oh, you know what? Ganito, ganyan. But tell them something na you've never told anyone else.
But don't tell them that nobody else knows. Mm. Yung pala. Don't tell them that nobody else. Ano mo lang, bato mo lang. Para makita mo kung tattletale.
Mm. Gosh. Set a trap.
I know.
Very the traitors.
Very that.
Ganyan yung said the traitor. Si Peter. Si Peter from The Bachelor.
Okay.
Pilot Pete. So... Kasi faithful siya. And he was like, you know what? I have an idea how we can get these traitors. I'm gonna tell yung mga pinagdududahan ko na traitors a piece of information. Na parang sinabi niya na parang, oh, you know who got the shield? Blank got the shield. Or I got the shield. Pero ang totoo, hindi siya yung nakakuha
siya
ng shield, but someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, para alam niya,
pag
minurder, mm-hmm. Hindi kasi minurder yun na nung gabi. So, pag... Ang tinry nilang i-murder yung sinabi niyang walang shield, pero totoong may shield, then it means na, ah, isa sa inyo talaga yung traitors.
All right.
And so that was the beginning of, like, the end for the traitors, oh, the TBH, yeah.
And coming from, let me see here, the Super Malice Guy.
Number six.
Nung nasa mall kami, tapos sabay kaming napapalingon ni Jowa sa mga cute sa mall, parang pareho yata kami ng preference. Yeah. I mean, if you're aware of it, then, you know, that's cool, you know, if you're good with that. Pero pag hindi siya, it wasn't on the table, that's kind of weird.
Imagine mo, magkamukha na kayo, pareho pa kayo ng preference. Paano yun? Pag ano, no? Parang...
Mm-mm. Paano nga ba yun? Oo, next.
Paano pa ganun?
Ewan ko, hindi ko alam. From Crispy Tin.
Number five.
Pagka na i-consult sa katropol nyo.
Hindi sila into that eh. Yun ang sabi nila eh. Yun ang sabi nung ano. And from Crispy Tin, yung nakikinig ako sa TMR, tapos excitedly nag-send ako ng message sa text line, tapos si Gail yung nag-reply, that's when I realized, ay, podcast pala yung pinapakinggan ko.
Girl!
Yeah, you know, that's the only downside with podcasts. You forget that you're not actually listening live.
Yeah.
Lalo na pag yung...
Especially for us, because, I mean, it really seems like it's live when you listen to the podcast. So, yeah.
Hindi kasi, di ba, okay, the difference is, pag yung podcast, the hosts would be talking to each other.
Mm.
When it's like more of like a radio show that you turn into a podcast.
It's interactive.
It's very interactive. We're talking to everyone out there, whoever is reaching out to us. So if you're listening, you feel like...
Ay, gusto ko mag-text.
Oh, sasali ako. Kasi, you know, kinakausap nila yung mga nakikinig sa kanila. You know, so it's easier to forget that you're actually listening to a podcast. Coming from Mike Ferrer.
Number four.
Every time niyayaya ko siya, gumimik, tinatanong niya muna if sasama ba daw ang jowa ko. That's when I realize a Okay.
So sus.
Mm-mm.
Mm. Ikaw, how would you feel kapag ganun?
Yung ano, sasabihin ko, kasama siya. Alika, punta tayo. Nandun siya sa basement, naghihintay.
Tapos parang, ako naman, no? Kunyari, ako yung friend. Ay, bakit ang daming plastic? Tsaka ba't parang, are you painting the basement? Bakit covered yung floor in plastic?
Ba't parang very 50 shades? May mga handcuffs.
Tsaka may konting amoy. Parang may amoy bulok.
Nightmare. Tapos ano, sabi ko, manood ka muna. Sige, pili ka ng ano, pili ka ng mga DVD. Nag-iwan ako dyan. So makikita mo yung mga DVD. Hostel.
Saw.
Run for your life. Centipede. From Suerte Super Guy.
Number three.
Nung nagiinuman kami ng barkada sa States, kasi birthday ko, tapos may nag-doorbell. Tapos nung binuksan ko, girl na pretty na police. Tapos pumasok sa bahay. Tapos biglang may nagpatugtog ng Earned It by the Weeknd. That's when I realized...
It's gonna be a fun night.
It's my birthday gift.
You're in for a treat.
Right? Okay. And from Wildfire.
Number two.
Ito legit to. It actually came out in the news. Wildfire was saying, nung pinalabas yung 50 Shades of Grey sa cinemas, tapos lumabas yung balita na ang daming nakikitang pipino sa sahig ng mga sinehan.
Shut up.
This came out. You can Google it.
No way.
Yes way. Not here in the Philippines though. Like in the US or UK or something? Like,
no!
Cinema cleaners were complaining that... I kid you not. I was gagged when I first saw this piece of news.
What the heck?
Like, it, like, alam mo yung parang, tumataas ba ang, ano, consumption of salad? Kasi apparently, after buying vegetables for,
pero
like...
Pero bakit hindi na-slice yung pepino? Ba't buo?
Hindi nga, kasi pagkatapos nilang mamili para mag-prepare ng salad sa bahay, yung mga bayong-bayong nila ng mga vegetables, siguro nalaglag. Natatapon. Oo, natatapon sa sinihan. So it's like...
Eh, ba't parang...
Parang alam nyo, mga... Wala man ako sinabi na soggy, diba? Ang sabi ko lang, parang nakikita nga nila na parang mag-ingat naman po tayo. Wag mo naman po natin iniiwan yung mga
sabi nila,
kagulayan.
Bakit naging pickles na? Parang nababad na siya.
Not the pickles. Pero totoo yan, it really came out in the news. You can actually,
that's
I'm sure
so
naka,
gross.
I'm sure naka-archive yan.
I'm sorry, that's just like...
Seriously. It made heck? It to the, alam mo yung odd news section ng mga news
I
websites.
Cannot.
Yes. Yes, they would find random shards of pepino in cinemas. And
zucchini, baka meron
uy,
din.
Uy, wag. Ano yun eh, di ba? May mga sharp edges. And the top.
And the top entry.
Number one.
That's when I realized comes from Wildfire.
Wildfire says,
dati, nagtataka ako. Bakit pinapalo ni Mama si Papa Sapwet? Eh, wala naman siyang ginawagawang masama. That's when I realized. That's when I realized when I was much older.
Who the dom is?
Yeah.
It's parang. Mother.
So there you go. One more batch coming right up, but we'll stay on Facebook Live.
That's right. It's the Morning Rush with Chico and Hazel. Marky just bounced, but he will be back with us tomorrow on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, final top 10 for today, and let's do some final greets.
Good morning to Mark Enriquez, also saying good morning to Martin Duanez, and hi to DDBC. Good morning, fans since my high school / college days. Now aww. I have an incoming grade 11. Okay, DDBC, good morning to everybody in the comment section as well. Elmer, Al, Henry, good morning to my friend Chappie, listening as well. Happy birthday to my grandson, Addy.
Kaframites, oh, hello.
Good morning, ate.
Yeah, so happy birthday to Addy from
Mites.
Hello, guys.
Hi to Fitz, Villa Fuerte. Hello to favorite Rusher.
I bet nag-anibang accent.
Hello. Nakainis a little, Michael. And to favorite Rusher, Anjaya Lunch. Bakit? Oh, yun na naman. Oh, I'll end at that.
Ganun pala yung feeling, no? Pag yun ang meron ng baby talk.
Parang gusto mo kalbuhin.
Parang hindi ko na rin siya gagawin. Kasi kaya sabi ko, ba't sila nag-roll ng eyes?
Yun. Alam mo, if I really wanted to baby talk, I would have said, it's my great rusher. Enjoy your lunch. Di ba naman ako mag-baby talk? Enjoy your lunch. Pero, sige, enjoy mo na lang. Kailan,
no?
Diba ganun yung baby
to?
Parang
may
tampo vibe.
Merong, parang so may tantrum kind of.
No,
like, kahit
yung kasama, enjoy na lang. Ganon.
Sabi mo, bigyan mo kuya yun. Hindi mo niya mambingi.
That just sounds really creepy. That, sabi ni ate, thanks sis.
is yan?
Ang tawag dyan, ano, conditioning.
Yung, alam mo, yung, say it often enough, and they'll believe it.
Okay. I'm telling you, I'm on to something.
Oh my gosh, sabi ni Sebedi, ang tawag na dun sa style mo, tampurado. Dinadaan sa, oh tama, tampurado, kasi may tampo, pero sweet pa rin.
Eh, ganyan ka eh, di ba?
Tampurado.
Punta ko na nung GGC.
Sino ba naman si isang Chico Garcia kumpara sa barkado mo?
Okay, my God!
So, what? Alam mo, masasabi ko lang, pag nagki-cringe ka, ang magnanakaw, takot, galit sa kapwa magnanakaw. Kaya tigilan mo.
And, where is the line?
Where is the line? So this is a numberless batch thanking Patrick Starlord for the topic. That's when I realized. Mike Ferrer says, nung isa-isa nang nawawala yung mga gadgets at appliances sa condo namin, that's when I realized maybe this is a tiff.
A tiff in the night.
A tiff in the night.
Mm-hmm. Uy, pero ang tanong, sino? Especially if, kunyari, marami kayo sa bahay.
Yun lang.
Diba, ang hirap din nun. Pero it's time to set up your CCTV.
And
like,
that is such, like, it's more frustrating than you think. Kasi ang mangyayari, parang magkakaroon ng whodunit.
It's difficult to accuse people. Hirap. Na wala kang proof.
Tapos, everybody feels uncomfortable. Mm. Like, even if, let's say, hindi, kunyari, sure ka na hindi ikaw yung nagnakaw. Tapos, sure ka din na alam mo na your friend knows na hindi ikaw. But there's this something hanging over your head. There's always that, but what if it's somebody I didn't expect?
Hindi, tsaka
and that includes
ano,
you. The trustworthy
hindi,
one.
Hindi, tsaka yung sa mga telenovela, di ba? Yung, yeah. Yung i-frame up ka.
Yes.
Yung ninanakaw, tapos biglang ilalagay sa gamit mo and then makikita nung ninakawan
oh, I hate
na parang,
TBH, even sa mga series or movies, notice, like, remember when you were practically begging me to watch the yung kids na accused of a crime.
The
Oprah thing.
When they
see us.
When they see us, yeah.
Like, I couldn't. Kasi nga yung the injustice, I really can't. Even if, let's say, sabi mo sa akin na may happy ending siya, merong redemption at the end, I can't sit through it. It infuriates me. It's, kumbaga parang,
well, that's how it made me feel. If and I wanted you to feel it too.
Right? Like, if you're watching something, there, even though it's a true crime or whatever, documentary, there's still a part of you that still wants to be entertained. Mm. So if it makes you feel horrible, I'm not going to watch it. Sobrang manggagalaiti ako if I watch it. So I really can't. I really can't. From Maxim De Winter, nung may pinag-uusapan sila na sinend daw sa GC. Pero, wala naman akong nababasa sa GC namin. That's when I realized.
Girl, wala ka dun sa GC.
Wala ka dun sa GC where it counts.
My GC sila without you.
Yun.
Mm.
And,
ano gagawin mo pag nalaman mo na ganun?
Ay, pag ganun. You know what? I don't know. Siguro if they're not that close, I'm like, oh, I'm out of here. I don't need this. Mahirap pag kunyari you're really close to them. I don't know. Like, alam ka mang i-unfriend ko kayong lahat.
Mm.
But I'd feel very like, ow.
Yung parang, why am I not part
yes.
of it?
Yes. Unless very specific, ha? Like, kunyari yung gumawa sila ng GC for like,
for an interest
a trip.
Na, or something na they share.
Hindi, like yun nga. Kunyari, there's a trip na lahat pupunta except ako. And, you know, they didn't want to burden me with all the messages about like, logistics. Mm. Gumawa sila ng GC. That's fine. So, kasi it'll make me wonder, eh. Kasi it's going to be very important to, for me to find out why you made the GC without me.
Right.
Kasi if it, kahit super close tayo, if I find out that all this time pala na annoy kayo sa akin, then what's the point?
Or you know what makes it annoying? Kasi it's okay to create a GC without you. Kung hindi ka nga involved dun sa root ng GC, diba? Kunyari, a shared interest na hindi ka naman interested.
Ayun nga, that's fine.
But,
that's fine.
When they start talking about stuff not related to the
that
point
topic.
Of that GC, then parang oo, eh di parang you just feel excluded. Kasi pwede namang dun yun pinag-usapan sa GC na kasali.
Hindi dito, oo. Na at least diba? Meron akong input. Ba't kayo dun nag-uusap?
Doon na kayo nag-uusap na lang. Oo, oh, gosh.
Actually, that's true. Ang dali-daling lumipat dun sa isang GC,
diba
right? It's just a little click, right? And from Al Macchiato, when I found myself saying stuff like, pag may hinahanap, ang ginagamit, mata, hindi bibig. And, papunta pa lang kayo, pabalik na ako. That's when I realized.
You've become your mother.
You have become your mother. And, from Jungkook's girl, I've been contemplating where to move from San Francisco. And then, sorry, I've been contemplating to move from San Francisco to New York for ages. But then, when I went to Washington for a long trip, and on my drive back to the airport, that's when I realized I don't want to leave. So I'm moving to Seattle in a month.
What?
This is crazy. Again? Why do you keep moving?
What?
He's moving to Seattle. That's where I lived for like half a month. I mean, half a year.
Oh, wow.
I was supposed to be like, I was supposed to study in UW.
And then you were, and then you I stayed there for homesick. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Because my brother's there. My brother was there.
Before Canada.
Before, oh, well, when he was still single. Like, he lived there. He lived there for years. Mm. And when I was in second year college in UP, I was like, but I want to finish my college in Washington, where Kuya is. So my parents sent me to Seattle with my brother. Tapos parang ano, parang test run.
Oh.
Parang, okay, see if you like it there. Take the exams, take the tests. And I did. And I passed, you know. And I was like, okay, Seattle, here I come. And then after mga, yun nga, after 6 months, I'm like, I wanna go home.
My God.
I want to see my friends. Radio stardom beckons. So I went back.
Wow. So you didn't get to live your Grey's Anatomy fantasy?
No. I mean, you know what? The campus of University of Washington is gorgeous. 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 Like, beautiful. Like, alam mo yung parang very, ano, very Harry Potter, very like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the vibe. Like, it's what you dream an Ivy League school would be like.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it looks like. And it's just that I really felt like a second class citizen.
It wasn't for you.
Yeah, it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in another life, maybe.
Maybe.
I would be like a University of Washington graduate.
Tsaka siguro, kung kunyari, had it been today, alam mo yon,
yeah,
versus back in the day.
Yeah. And also, let me see here. And happy birthday to Ivy Piedad.
Happy birthday.
Senior brand manager of Pure Gold. Hello.
Oh,
and
happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And also, Farmer Sanchez was saying, nung na-BV, BV ako, dun sa stepmom ko, tsaka mga stepsisters ko, yung mga tsaka. Tapos nung nagkaroon ng ball yung prinsipe, sila lang yung pumunta. Tapos mag-stay daw ako sa bahay para maglinis. Buti na lang nandito yung mga friends ko na ibon tsaka mga daga. That's when I realized, I think I'm a Disney princess.
Alam mo, I never enjoyed Cinderella.
What? It's one of my faves.
I don't
faves.
Like kasi the whole, nagpa-api siya.
Hindi naman siya nagpa-api.
Nagpa-api siya, hello. Api-api siya.
Circumstance. Pero she rose from the ashes, the literal ashes, from the dumi.
Pero na-api muna siya.
But I loved kasi the transformation. It was so like, I loved it. Hindi siya, I love the whole, tas di ba malapit pa siya sa animals. Tas ginawan siya ng gown na pangit ng mga daga. And it's like, but I appreciated the effort. My, oh, look, my friends tried to sew a gown for me, but like, you know, it's not that great. And then dadating na si bibbidi bobbidi boo. Tapos pa isang wave of the wand and it's gorgeous. Like, reveal, di ba? So, yeah, I liked it.
Tsaka she needed a prince pa para maka, like,
oh, well,
finally stand up for herself and like...
Well, that's true. But remember, this was from a different age. Hindi pa to Elsa
you're empowered
age na you're empowering
your
yourself.
I
so,
know,
this was
nga,
OG Disney princess.
Kaya nga hindi ko siya bet talaga.
Like it. Super, super like the OG cartoons.
I don't like the api-api. Gusto ko yung version ni Mama Lulu sa TikTok. Diba si Mama Lulu, meron siyang TikTok na parang yung comment niya sa lahat ng Disney movies. Yung comment niya doon parang, it will end in like 5 seconds because I will poison the stepmom and stepsister.
True though.
So,
and 7070 says, yung kaya ko pa rin naman gawin sa volleyball, yung mga kaya kong gawin dati. Pero, kailangan na ng knee support tsaka mental patches sa katawan. That's when I realized I'm not as young as I used to be.
That's just life.
That
I
is
mean,
life.
It happens to the best of us. It happens to everyone. Literally.
It
happens,
not
everyone.
Just the best. Yeah. Like
even
everyone.
The best athletes in the world
yes.
at some point will face that.
Like, will feel their age.
Father Time
yes.
is undefeated.
And also from 7070, nagagalit na si boss. Kaya sabi niya sa meeting, we need all hands on deck. Kaya lang mabigat yung accent ni bossing. Nami-mispronounce niya yung isang word. Kaya nagkatinginan kami ni office mate at natawa kami na kaming dalawa lang yung natawa. That's when I realized, ayan, same ano kayo, wavelength ni office
mate. Ang tanong kaninong deck?
All hands. Oo nga.
On kaninong deck?
Yun nga, diba? On that deck. On that deck, yung kung ano yung pinag-uusapan. Mm-hmm. Yun. And the top, that's when I realized, comes from Al Macchiato.
Al Macchiato says,
when I started imagining how my then-boyfriend would make a great ninong to my future kid. That, sila pa, when she was thinking this, na, you know what?
Ninong.
He would
what
make...
Ninong zone.
Gets. Like, boyfriend mo siya at the time, ha? Pero naiisip mo na, siguro pag nag-break kami, tapos meron na akong mga anak, kukunin ko pa rin tong ninong. Like, nandun na yung isipan mo na friend zone na yung boyfriend mo.
Yeah.
But that is when you realize that maybe
it's
this
not
is
a
not
good
for
thing.
Me. This is
yeah.
not for me.
Yeah, ninong zone. Grabe.
Okay, what about us? What about
ooh.
Us?
Meron na ako.
Hmm.
Yung order ka ng order.
Mm.
Random stuff na lumalabas sa Instagram ads mo. Diba? So, ako, as usual, watching stories and then this ad pops up and I'm like, oh, look at that. It's a cute cap.
Mm.
It says, Match Point Athletic Club.
Okay.
So, yung malaki, yung Match Point. Tapos sa ilalim, maliit lang, athletic.
Athletic.
But I was like, oh, like, it's so cute. Like, gusto ko yung color, red yung letters, tapos parang cream yung cap. So I was like, oh, you know, let's buy this. It's just like, what, $600. So, in-order ko na, diba? Kasi, di ko na iniisip yung mga ganyan. I'm like, pag mga below 1K naman, parang go lang, diba? Let's just see what it's like. Girl, when it arrived, mali yung spelling ng athletic, baligtad yung L tsaka I. So, athletic.
Club.
Pagkakita ko, mali yung spelling.
Parang umorder, parang ano, like bumili ka online na sportswear, tapos dumating, ano, Nike or Adidsa.
Tapos, alam mo yung, kasi pwede mo naman siya i-return. There's that option. But it's so, parang it's such a hassle. Like, I would have to pay for shipping. And also, parang for me lang, parang I'd rather count it as an L kaysa ibalik ko pa and
yes.
go through all the trouble
right.
for just one piece.
Kumbaga parang
anyway,
lesson learned
like
na
I said, it's just like around 600 pesos. So, pero that's when I realized. Parang, siguro medyo pag-iisipan muna natin yung mga chin-check out natin. Pag lahat ng makita, bili agad.
Yan.
Kasi, mm-mm. yan, parang ano na yan, wake up call. Na parang, now what do I do with the cap? You know what, for fun, I'll wear it tomorrow.
You know what, you should.
Parang na-realize ko nga, you know, this is actually so camp. It's like,
it is.
So I'll wear it tomorrow so you guys can see it.
Well, the only time that I've experienced this, it was actually a good thing. because it was, di ba usually for collectibles, like for example, stamps or coins, pag may misspelling, it actually becomes very valuable. Mm. So one time, I bought one of the rarest Funko Pops, Hawkman. Nagkataon pa, as it is, it's already so rare. Mm. Yung nabili ko pa had a misprint. It was, imbis na Hawkman, it was Hawkman. Like H-W-A-K. But it's a good thing because that actually will fetch a higher price.
My God, sana ganun din doon sa Capco, diba?
Not for mga ganyan. Pero gets, like, kasi it's an official thing. Like, right. pag legit yung brand, yung item, it's not because it was fake, because it's at alam nila na merong lumabas na batch na ganun yung spelling.
So, of course, it's rarer.
It becomes rare. Remember that, ano, we've said this many times on air, that classic 80s misprint of the 50 centavo coin, the Philippine Eagle?
Yeah.
Kasi, di ba, yung, ang scientific name niya, Pithecophaga Jafferyi. I don't know how to pronounce it, but that's how it's spelled.
How do tapos, you even know this?
Merong lumabas na isang batch ng 50 centavo coins. Imbis na Pithecophaga, naging Pithecobhaga. Or the other way around. Dapat B naging P.
Okay.
Or P naging B. Oh my gosh! I was obsessed. Every time I got a 50, you like a madman. Every time I see a 50 centavo coin, can I have that? Can I get? And then I would check.
Did you ever get your hands on one?
Oh no, you would get a lot. I had a big jar of just the wrong. Kasi marami sila eh. It was a marami silang version. It was an entire batch, but I collected all of them and I was so obsessed with them.
Oh my
god. Like every time I see, like alam mo yung give me a handful of coins. Para kung may laser, ano na,
matik
kita yun. Kita ko ano yung 50 centavo coin, the size. Alam ko na kagad na, this is the, it's a 50 centavo, I have to check. Mm. I was like, I don't know, it's such a thing for me. And I collected all of it. And sayang, wala na sila. I don't know where it is anymore. Kasi this is way before we changed houses pa and all that.
Yeah.
For me siguro, that's when I realized, ako yun. Even before sinasabihan ako ni Baby Will, na-realize ko naman na earlier on na yung literally, I didn't know where to put the box of my new statue. Yung, there's nowhere. Like, sa kama ko nalalagay kasi wala na talagang literal na mapaglalagyan. That's when I realized, maybe I went overboard. Maybe I overdid it.
May isa pa nga akong entry na for you eh.
Hmm.
Nung sinabi ko sa'yo na, Chico, si Anitra pupunta dito, manood tayo. And you were like, gabi yun eh. That's when I realized.
That's when I realized too. I think we both realized it at the same time.
Anything past his bedtime is no longer a good idea.
It's so true. It's so true.
Like, wala na. Kahit sino pa yan. Kahit si Chris Pratt. What if club appearance, Chris Pratt? Tapos like, at a club.
You know why? Kunyari if it's like a private dinner. Kunyari Marky for whatever reason got invited to like a dinner for like 10 people and biglang nakiusap siya na, can I bring my co-host who's really such a big fan? He said, sure, bring Chico. I would. Pero you know what stops me from these like concerts and like meet and greets? I'm like, you know what? I will get one. Maybe a glimpse of my Lodi or maybe a picture.
Mm.
And then after that, it's done. I will get maybe 2 seconds with them.
And 2 seconds.
Pero gets, like it's not going to be
minutes.
It's not going to be substantial. Mm. It's going to be like a hi, hello, goodbye, click, goodbye. You know, and after that, then what? I have to, you know, sit through everything else na. You know what I mean? Like, when I start thinking of, ano ba talagang returns nung pag ano ko? So, if it's like really substantial, I would. Kunyari, meet and greet na medyo yun. But if I'm just going to like watch and like,
But remember when we watched Work the World and we did that meet and greet with all those queens?
It's true.
That was fast. Oh, we took a photo with them and all that. And then we watched the show. Didn't you have fun?
I did. But when was that? That was
pre-pandemic. Paano kasi Mama Ru?
Okay lang. I wish her the best. Oh, okay, but if it's like, let's say a meet and greet picture, meron Pantheon, yes, I will. Like Madonna, Chris Pratt, wouldn't even say Tom Holland, but Meryl Streep, my gosh. Pag Pantheon.
Si ano ba, nasa Pantheon na? Si Taron Egerton.
Pwede.
Almost there.
Pwede dinner date.
Barry Keoghan.
Ay! And then si Barry Keoghan, ano yan? Under review.
Evaluation. Yung status.
Evaluation.
Si ano? Si, what's his face? Si ano? Who was the Barry Keoghan before? Si Nick sa Heartstopper. What's his name?
Or si Leo Waddell. Yeah.
Or si Leo Waddell. Ay, kinakalimutan mo na si Nick from Heartstopper.
Hindi, hindi.
What's
ano
his
yan?
Name?
Si ano? Kit Connor.
Kit Connor.
Yes.
Or si, ano? Jamie Dornan. Tapos yung meet and greet sa Red Room. Ah! Sama!
Ay. Hindi, tsaka mahirap eh. Mahirap. Kasi, alam mo yon, I want to be appreciated for me. Kasi diba, kalook-alike ko si Dakota. Si Dakota Johnson. So, parang like, alam mo, Jamie D. I want you to appreciate me for me. Not just because I look like Anastasia.
Ooh, Dakota Kinabalu. Siguro, ganon. Oo, hindi Dakota Johnson.
Dakota ka na. Umuwi na tayo.
Dakota ka na talaga. Uwian na. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you again tomorrow for the Friday edition of the show. Don't forget, the Radio 1 auditions currently ongoing. Go to facebook.com/theradio1show. You can submit your audition videos there.
And you can also submit your auditions to
Board Member 1. Sa Chico account. Okay? DM yun na si Chico. Dun sa or sa akin. Kasi parang better yung Board Member 1. Let me evaluate.
Let Hazel evaluate. But we'll see you guys.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Only on The Monster. Bye!
Bye!